Let's find out some more about the latest accessible TVs that are on show here from Samsung. Richard Morton from Samsung is here. Hi, Richard.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. It's been a while, but we've had nice to catch up again. Sean and I are wandering around just asking people lots of questions about technology because, you know, we are massive geeks.
What we do.
Fair to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we thought we'd come over because Samsung are doing great work when it comes to accessibility and building it into their products, and we just thought it'd be good to talk to you about it and maybe just remind some people about what those features are that you currently have and maybe get a little glimpse into the future as well.
Yes, certainly. I mean, just to say, I mean, what the reason I'm here today is to speak about TV accessibility and the features that are available in TVs that are in the shops. So the message is that TVs with accessibility features are available today in the shops. It will really probably help you if you are aware of what products have them. Just it makes your life a lot easier when you go searching.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that's the interesting bit. The technology is already here.
That's it.
It's not around the corner in the future.
Absolutely. So I mean, the TV that we're standing in front of now, it's very nice, sort of a mid to high range one of Samsung's TVs, but it's got voice guide integrated, which is a text to speech where the television will read back all the on screen, the text in on screen menus to you. It's also got a high contrast user interface and an enlarge function, so it makes the visibility of that on screen text and the size, the contrast much greater, so it's much easier to read for someone with any sort of visual impairment.
I think because Sean and I are probably at that stage in our lives, aren't we, where we can't really see things like electronic program guides as much anymore.
No, that's right. I totally rely on anything like that now and an audio description. I think the accessibility is fantastic. I think some of the problems I've had is the actual retailers knowing it's on there. If you ask them, has this got, you know, is this accessible? Most of the time, I don't know. So I think that's one of the biggest issues I find.
You're probably right. I'm not really in a position to comment about other retailers. The information, so the products are there in the shops. It's in the majority of our TVs. I think at least from range 6,400 upwards, it has it integrated anyway. So even if the shop assistant doesn't know, you can know. But you can always check online on the Samsung website. If you check the technical specifications of the television, it says it supports a function called voice guide, also enlarge and high contrast. So if you can see that on that model number, you can buy it online or in the shops and know that it's supported. That
it's going to be accessible.
Yeah, that's right. That's the key thing, isn't it?
That's,
you know,
the key thing.
Because if you go to a shop and they don't know, and they might not know, because the reality is 99% of customers who walk in the door are fully able people, and, you know, they're not disabled people that go through the door, and a lot of people might not have the information. But actually, there are some benefits to that, aren't there, I guess, because, you know, you can shop around and you can find the product, you know, maybe a bit cheaper than, you know.
Absolutely. If you know what you're looking for, you can identify the model and get the best price.
But just to simplify it a little bit, because, you know, I imagine someone listening thinking, right, so, okay, voice guidance, what does that give me?
Well, so voice guide has been available on Samsung TVs since 2014. So hopefully there's a strong possibility. A lot of people may have it and not realize it's on their TVs. But what it does is it will the television, when it's enabled, will read back the text from the on-screen menus. Now, in 2014, we really just covered the day-to-day functionality of the television. So that means the volume up, down, the channel up, down. Program lists, sorry, channel lists, and also what was in the program guide. In 2015 and 2016, we extended that, and now that covers all of the menus, all of the Samsung TV menus, all of the settings menus, and all of the setup menus. So you can really have full control over the television, and it will speak back to you about what's shown on screen.
Now, Richard and I have had a lot of chats in the past, Sean, and I've seen this in action. You haven't seen this in action on this, so I thought it might be quite good for you to have a look at it.
So we're just using the Samsung Smart Remote here, and we'll come back to that in itself. But on both our remote controls, the standard and the smart, there's a very easy way to access. We have an accessibility shortcuts menu. So if I just press and hold... So
yes.
We're not in ideal audio circumstances
in
here. My living room's not this big, so...
No, neither are ours, that's fine.
But here you can see the voice guide, it's already enabled.
Yep. Set total.
high contrast on and light on.
So these are, again, additional accessibility features, and you can see, we can demonstrate by switching enlarge off, you can see that the text in the menu shrinks in size.
Oh, wow.
So if it really helps, you know, the visibility, you switch it on.
Yeah, I can see that menu now.
That small increase can make a big difference in its readability.
So you can see that where you couldn't see it before, Sean?
Yeah, I can see it now. It's enlarged. With the high contrast and enlarged, I could see that. So
again, if I switch, we're now looking at the high contrast menu. It's enabled at the moment, but if I switch it off, then the menus go back to the font is smaller, it's not all as bold, and we don't have the sort of the high contrast opaque black backgrounds that we do in the high contrast mode. So again, it's just making it much easier to read.
So if we were wanting to watch a program,
yes,
we could get information from the TV on what's on and what else was on.
Exactly the same way as you would as a fully sighted user would do it. So we can press information.
Channel information, 104, channel 4HD. The last leg. Rule from rail, 20 to 21:00. Press and hold the OK button to check additional information and options.
There's a lot in there, isn't there?
Yeah, that's everything you really need for the basic use of it.
I'm just telling you what you're watching now.
That's the program information.
That's the program information. If we go to the guide.
103 ITV HD News. Celebrity Home Secrets 20 to 20.
So if I really want to watch Celebrity Home Secrets, whatever that is.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking, yeah. Then, you know, you can watch that and you know what it is.
Exactly. So you can navigate all the way through the guide. There's the usual 7-day guide. Every program is on there. There's inevitably some interesting pronunciation, but you get used to it.
I think a fantastic point is how easy it is just to turn it on. Having an actual accessibility button on the remote makes a huge difference. That's the worst thing. You know it's accessible, but you don't know how to get it on.
Exactly. You know it can be buried 3 menus deep, but actually single touch, you can do the fundamental bits.
Well, I think it's one of these things that I think a lot of people want to know more about. So, you know, your best advice is go to the Samsung website.
That's right, yes. All the information's on the Samsung website. We've recently launched a special accessibility section on the website. If you scroll to the bottom of the page, there's an accessibility help section, and that will open up a new page, and that's got all the information about all of Samsung's interest and activity to do with accessibility. And I think it covers many products, I won't say all products, but all the TVs, phones, tablets, home appliances, there's information about the accessibility features as they may be. So there's a big section on TVs and it explains all of the functionality, the voice guide, enlarge and high contrast. It's all available there. And you can also download this e-manual from the Samsung website as well.
Thank you for your time, Richard.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you very much for asking. Nice to see you again, Stephen. And Sean, thank you.
Thank you.